Hi, I'm Jerry Staker. I'm the one who's responsible for the four podcasts, the Debt Crisis Problem Podcast, National Credit Awareness and Resolution Association Podcast, Tuna Budget Podcast, as well as the Credit RMA, or the Credit Risk Management Advisory Podcast. I thought we would take just a few moments to get further acquainted. This is probably going to be the one and only time where I will make any of this about me. I really would like you to know who I am, what I stand for, who I'm not, if you will. I think that will be beneficial as we develop a relationship, if you will. I want to begin with who Jerry Staker is not. I want to share with you all my non-credentials, if you will. I am neither and will never be, nor do I have any interest or aspiration to becoming any of the following, okay? Times or Forbes Person of the Year, the most followed person on social media, a Nobel Prize winner or Nobel Prize winner, an Oscar for Best Actor or World Record Holder, a Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. I don't want a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Or a DIY champion. I'm not Donny Osmond. I'm not the U.S. deputy of anything or any chairman of the board or a board of director. I'm not a fellow at any institution. I'm not a Wall Street Journal whatever. I'm not even a home cook of the year or a best friend award. I'm not looking for the New York Times number one bestseller or to be a guest on CNBC. Or to give a talk on a TED Talk. I'm not an expert like that on anything. I'm not looking for Main Street media interviews or some kind of outstanding student award or parent of the year or the best uses of office supplies award. I don't care. A community volunteer award or employee of the month or the year. I don't have a PhD in writing studies or a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing or a PhD in Economics, no Pulitzer Prize, Emmy Award, Tony Award, Golden Globe Award, trophies, medals, or even the AP Athlete of the Year. However, I did run a marathon right out of high school, right? So why not? Why not any of this? It's not even the last thing I'd want. No interviews, no awards, no recognition, no honors, no spotlight, no attention, no elites and celebrities. None of that's my crowd. I will avoid interviewing these people too, because none of what I do is about me. Rather, this is all about you, for you. I am not a show. This is not the Jerry Staker show or program. Rather, I am raw. I'm the real deal as much as possible, right? I want to associate with normal people, the average person, also known as true friends. So who am I? Who Jerry Staker is? Okay, I just retired, if you will. I was born in 1960. So that puts me at 64 years old. The nests that we have built include Hawaii, Utah, Rhode Island, Arizona, Kentucky, Ecuador, and even Mexico. I do have a family. I'm married, 4 children and 5 grandchildren. I've completed a beautiful 40-plus year career in commercial banking. 28 years experience in commercial banking at community and regional banks mostly, as well as 12 years in bank supervision and regulation with the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Now, I will have to confess to you that I have had and currently have 3 love affairs. The first one is called Tuna Budget, tunabudget.com. It's for individuals and families, and that was created in 2020. The next one is the National Credit Awareness and Resolution Association. This is at NACARA, NCARA.org. That's for small businesses, That was also created in 2020. And then finally, the Credit Risk Management Advisory at creditrma.com. That's for financial institutions or creditors. And that one was made in 2023. Some of the what I call due interests, in other words, in life, these are things that I love to do that are interests for me. Sunny beaches with my wonderful wife, walking hand in hand, traveling, gardening, writing, music, family. I love that. Service. I love to fish. I even like feeding birds and fish as well. I love journal writing since 1975, to be precise. So it's been over half a century. I love personal life histories and even family history type work. Some of my exciting interests that are, you know, way out there that I love to observe and that impress me, it would be earthquakes and volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes, solar, water, wind, astronomy, the economy, politics even. And, you know, I have three ambitions. I call them my someday ambitions. I'd love to learn to sing, and I want to play the ukulele so I can sing and play at the same time and get down under 210 pounds. So I'm still working on those three. From a self-description perspective, first place goes to that of being a farmer or even a plow horse out there on the field. Snow, rain, wind, shine, drought. There's no stopping, basically, or looking back. Second place self-description would be that of an eagle atop the high tree, if you would, seeing everything possible, knowing what he sees. He never doubts, and he's willing to and able to fly alone. I have a mission statement since I adopted back in 1976. It is to do good business, share good fruit, and build genuine friendships. I also have four personal mottos. First one is plow through, never look back. The next one is, if I have something to say, I really don't care what others think or say, I'll still say it. And the third one is, I want to hear what you have to say too, as I may be mistaken. And then the fourth one is, I strive to study all sides of problems and solutions. I really love to see why things succeed and why things fail, be it a person or a family or a small business or a financial institution or a city or a state or a country, for example. I have also, I want to end with this, I have five human side traits that I think are important for you to know, because this is really what it all boils down to, right? When it comes to podcasts and so forth. First, I genuinely care about you. A natural affection, if you will. And second, what I have to offer you, you can have it all for free if you want it. And the third trait is I'm not fake. And the fourth one, I use candor. And lastly, I call balls and strikes as I see them, like it or not. Anyway, I really do hope you enjoy the podcast. I believe we're in for some interesting times coming up, just based upon the many, many years of experience that I've had. And it's a lot of it's gut call, right? But I will say that my batting average is pretty close to 100%. I make the right call, and I just go off my gut in many cases. And I think starting in 2025, we're going to see some of these risk events out there that are going to end up causing some real trouble for consumers, for small business owners, and even for financial institutions. So I've dedicated the rest of my career life, the next number of years anyway, to these three sectors with those three enterprises and podcasts and websites. And I'd really invite you to, you know, here's the thing. I've created possibly, you know, the first 100 podcasts or so. And I'll be displaying those very shortly. They'll all be released ready to go. And they're actually posted to the websites now, but I'll release them on social media and what have you and see where they go. But the whole purpose of doing this is, again, this is not about me and it is about you. I want to hear what you say, because each of the podcast topics, you'll notice on the website, will hold, or maybe you can't see it, but I'm telling you, they will hold up to 10 podcasts per topic. And so as you write your own memos, they're called memos, it's basically a very, very carefully thought out memo that you create on any of those topics that I've created already. And I'm going to read those in and post them. And in a very short period of time, the original podcast that I've created will disappear, because the website's only going to show the most recent 10 in each of the different topics. So you can see what's going to happen is it's your topics and what's important to you and how you see these things. Okay? So join with me. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be totally respectful. I want genuinely intentioned materials. This is not a slamming fest place or anything that has hatred and other foul words and what have you. It's great, great, well thought out, caring. They're websites and podcasts by people who also really care, that want to offer solutions to some of these challenges that we're going to be having having to face. So anyway, so there's a big invitation there. The websites are really self-explanatory, very simple to navigate through. You can go to any of those sites and you'll see clear forms and directions on how to submit your own memos. I'd love to have you participate with me, and we'll do a lot of good, good work. Unfortunately for you, I'm only going to allow you to put your first name in the state that you live in or country, because this is not going to be about you either, right? Okay, it's not about me either. And in fact, I'll disappear and it'll just be all about you here very shortly. So anyway, that's the intention. That's the structure. I wanted to give you a little intro of who I am and what I'm about. I think you're really, really, really going to enjoy this, and it should be very, very effective. Real honest solutions by really good people, if you would. And I invite you to become a friend and a family member of the Tune Up Budget family and all the other podcasts as well. Again, welcome aboard. Thank you for your time. And I really look forward to getting to know and participate with you in the future. Thanks again.